We'll just open our Bibles, please, if you have a Bible. If you don't, I'm sure, you know, speak to any of us, we'd love to give you a Bible. Got your Bibles, and if you've turned your phones back on after all that kerfuffle, we'll turn to Matthew, the book of Matthew, and chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13. Matthew 16 and verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." And he saith unto them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." We look to the Lord to bless the reading of his word this afternoon. I've just got one very small topic that I want to share with you. In fact, it's not even a topic, that's overdoing it. It's just one question. One question there, and it's found in verse 15. The Lord Jesus asks it to those followers, and he says, "But whom do you say that I am?" Who do you say that Jesus is? Really, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Now, when you're sitting there, you might already have an answer for this. You might already think you have an answer for it. Or you might have the answer that you think we would expect. These Christians here, they would want me to say this. Or these people around me, or maybe my mum and dad, or maybe these, you know, well-to-do people, they would want me to say this. Who is Jesus? But I want to ask you this afternoon, who do you really think that Jesus is? Who really is Jesus, if you're answering honestly? Now, a good question in response to that is, why does that matter? Why does it matter who Jesus is? Well, that's what the Bible tells us. The whole story of the Bible shows us our need for the Lord Jesus Christ. It matters because without the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I have no hope. Absolutely no hope. Because you and I, even if we've been honest with ourselves, have broken God's law. God says, "Do not do this," and we have done it. But God says, even at the first, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Have I done that? Have I consistently loved the Lord with everything I have? And if not, I have broken God's law. And it goes into more than that. If we've stolen, if we've lied, if we've taken the Lord's name in vain, we've broken God's law. We're guilty before God. The Bible says in the end of John chapter 3, "He that believes on the Son has everlasting life." If you believe in Jesus, you have everlasting life. But it also says, "He that believes not in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." How you answer this question this afternoon of who is Jesus, that'll determine whether you, once you die, go to heaven to be with God, to worship God, to have peace in paradise, or if you don't know Jesus, and if you're still searching, you're under the wrath of God, that you will spend an eternity in flames, in agony and torment, without the love of God, without the grace of God, under the judgment of God. Friends, this is the most important question of your life. This is the most important question of your entire existence. Who is Jesus Christ? Who is he? Who is Jesus? Well, in verse 14, the Lord asks his disciples, and they say, and verse 14 says, and they said, "Some others say that thou art John the Baptist, others Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." These people who had said that must have known their Bibles. They knew, because these are people who lived and walked and are told, they were told of in the Old Testament. John the Baptist, who had just recently been killed, not long before, in a few chapters previous. They think, well, maybe he's come back to life. Maybe he's one of these hundreds of years old people of God, speaking from God. But knowing God's word, knowing the Bible is not enough. Knowing the stories and those that are in the Bible isn't going to cut it. If Jesus is just another character from a book, if he's even more than that, if he's another person, a prophet from God, then we've missed the point of the Bible. We've missed the point of being here. The Bible asks, the Lord Jesus asks, who do you say that I am? This question the Lord asks comes directly after he's warned his disciples about the Pharisees and Sadducees. These are religious leaders, the religious elite of the time. They should have known who Jesus was, and yet they didn't accept Christ. They wanted nothing to do with Christ. They called him demon-possessed. They called him, he's of the father of the devil. They wanted nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. These men who knew the prophecies, they knew the Bible inside out. They knew the law of God. They knew where they stood before God. Yet they didn't know the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the most important part. Who is Christ? How about others? That's what the Lord's asking. What do other people say? There are billions of people on this planet that will believe, yes, the Lord Jesus Christ existed. Yes, he was a historical figure, but he was just a prophet. Yes, he spoke words and they were from God. He followed God, but he was nothing more than that. There are those, you might even know, who say, yeah, he was a good man. Oh, he had some great teachings. There are umpteen religions that will tell you today that Jesus Christ, yeah, he was a good teacher and he had some good things to say. Is that it? If that is the case, then Jesus Christ can't save you from your sins. You and I will go into death hopeless. We'll face God and all that we have is our wrongdoing. We are guilty before him. Following others, following a religion, coming to a church, saying all the right things, knowing the Bible, even knowing the right answers when someone asks you a question, is not enough. Let's just read the verse again. Who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? Today, the world is filled with so many answers to that question. But does it matter what others say? In fact, there are even Christians who would have various answers to that, or people who call themselves Christians. There are people who will stand on the side of a street and say that they've got a Bible, and they'll tell you something different than what the actual Bible says. In the book of 2 Corinthians in chapter 11, Paul, a Christian there, writes that those there who preach another Jesus. Now, there is only one Jesus, but there'll be people out there who will say, well, actually, Jesus says this. And oh no, you're okay where you are. You don't need to do anything. Jesus loves you. And that's not what God says. That's not what the Bible says. That is not what Jesus has said. It's not enough to follow what others are saying. Who is Jesus? You might even believe in Jesus. You might even be sitting here and say, well, I already know this. You don't need to tell me, yeah, I believe that it's true. Who is he? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? It's not enough to say, yes, Tom, I believe in Jesus and that's me, fine. You're not off the hook. If you stand before God, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Is he the one who you believe, the one who you know? Is he the one who's revealed in the Bible? Is he who the Bible says he is? Is it according to God's word? Again, this all comes down to just the one question. And this is the main verse, verse 15. Jesus speaking, and he says, he saith unto them, but who do you say that I am? Jesus, by his word, is asking this afternoon, who do you say that the Lord Jesus Christ is? Who do you say? Not anyone else. Who do you say that Jesus is? Not these others that have given answers, the wrong answers. Not your family, not your friends, not those, your pals around you. You. Who do you say that the Lord Jesus Christ is? In your own heart, if you've been honest, away from all of this, in the quietness in your own home, in your own room, when you're on your own, who is Jesus? How do you act? Does it make a difference? That question, who do you say that I am? Why is this important? Earlier, if you turn back, in chapter 7, the Lord is speaking again. In Matthew chapter 7, and he says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out demons, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Friends, this is an absolutely personal thing. Be sure about it. Who is the Lord Jesus Christ? Nothing to do with those around you. Who do you say that Jesus is? Does Jesus know you? When you stand before God, will he say, depart from me, I never knew you. Don't personally know you. You wanted nothing to do with me. You shrugged me off. You ignored the question, who do you say that I am? How are you and I going to stand before God without the Lord Jesus Christ? The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So who is he? Who is this man that stands between? He's the only one that can stand between you and God. He's the only go-between. Who is he? It's answered by the disciple, the apostle Peter in verse 16. And Simon Peter said unto him, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus is Christ. What does that mean? It means he is God's chosen. He is he in whom God's soul delights. He is chosen of God and precious, the Bible says. He is God's beloved Son, in whom God is well pleased. That's what that means. Jesus is the Son of the living God. That means there's not one part of this universe that Christ did not create. The Bible describes him as from everlasting to everlasting. He is the beginning and the end. He's eternal. That's who Jesus is. He's the beginning and the end. He's all powerful. Far above us. Infinite. God. And yet, the Lord Jesus Christ, he knew the burden of my sin. He took my punishment. The maker of heaven and earth came to this earth to die for me. To die for your sins, to hang on a cross, and instead of me dying, the Lord Jesus Christ died. The wrongdoing, the guilty, the punishment for my sin is taken from me and put on the Lord Jesus Christ as he hangs here in agony and suffering. God punishes him instead of me. He punishes his own son instead of you. He loves you. That is who the Lord Jesus Christ is, suffering for us. That if you put your trust in what he has already done upon the cross, if you trust that yes, the Lord Jesus Christ died for my sins, you're forgiven. You don't have to worry about your sins. You have peace with God. If you trust on the basis only on the basis of what the Lord Jesus Christ did. God doesn't want anything else. You don't have, I don't have anything I can offer God. I'm guilty. I need to be punished for my sins as God is a judge. And yet, it's already done. That's the gospel. That is the good news. that we tell you about here, that's already done. You don't have to do anything. We're not looking for you to sign up in a church here. We're not looking for attendance. We're not looking for you to start wearing shirts and ties and all sorts. It's already been done. God is well pleased. God is sufficed with the death of his son. That's who Jesus Christ is. Who do you say that I am? Jesus Christ is my Saviour. Can you say that this afternoon? If you're absolutely honest in your heart, have you trusted that he is your only hope for forgiveness? In the book of Acts, in the Bible, in chapter 4, verse 12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And that's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If that's the case, if this is all true, is the Lord Jesus Christ worth following? If you've heard this, and he is your only hope in death, your only hope to stand before God is the Lord Jesus Christ, is it worth it? Because the Bible talks about a cost of this. You don't have to do anything, but you will suffer for following Christ. It's guaranteed. If you just read the rest of this chapter, if we turn to verse 24, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with the angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works." The price of following the Lord Jesus Christ this afternoon is to deny ourselves and follow him. It's not enough to just make a wee decision and that's you. Maybe you think that's what Christianity is, and that's what a lot of people think it is, and it's wrong. It's utterly wrong. You can't just say, "I believe it," and then that's you, sorted. You can't just write a date in the front of your Bible and that's you. Don't think about it ever again. The Lord Jesus Christ demands more than that. He demands that you deny yourself and follow him. It's not just enough that we think it's true and then leave it. It's not. So what will it be? Am I ready to forsake everything in this world? Everything this world has to offer. Weigh it up in your mind this afternoon. Is following Jesus Christ, is having your sins forgiven and peace with God and eternal life right now, a joy and a purpose in life, is that worth trading everything for? Are you ready to give up everything in this world? The Bible talks, and Jesus even said that you have to give up family. You might have to give up friends, a job, those around you to suffer pain and agony and loss. Is that worth following the Lord Jesus Christ for? Consider it. Weigh it up in your heart. Is Jesus Christ worth it? Is knowing and following the Son of the living God worth giving up everything for me? Those are the two options. If you listen to John chapter 6, "From that time, many of his disciples," that's many of the Lord Jesus' followers, "from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." who else can you turn to this afternoon that will provide you a hope beyond death? A hope in this life that is absolutely sure. It is only in the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether you want to or not this afternoon, whether I want to or not, we're going to have to make a decision. What will it be? Will you reject who the Lord Jesus Christ is? When you ask, who do you say that I am? What will your answer be to him? Just nothing. Because even saying nothing is an answer. He commands an answer from you. Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that the Lord Jesus Christ is this afternoon? Do you reject him and walk out of that door under the wrath of God, knowing at any moment your life could be taken from you and God will judge you guilty, and friends, you'll be in hell forever and ever and suffer under the wrath of God? Or you can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust that Jesus, when he died, he paid for my sins, paid for your crimes upon the cross. If you trust in that, if you cry out to the Lord in repentance, that means to turn from your sins. Not just, well, I'll give it a shot. Well, I'll try it and we'll see how we go. It means to deny yourself, to say, I don't want to sin anymore. I don't want to serve myself anymore. I want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he's worth it. Is he worth it to you? The Bible says, and this will close. The Bible says, and we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Bow our heads and pray to the Lord. Our God and our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy word. And Father, we know how guilty we are before thee. Father, how many laws of thine we have broken. Father, we would be right. It would be justice to punish us. Yet, Father, we give thanks for the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, in dying in our place upon the cross. Father, we ask for thy help this afternoon, that each heart would respond to that question, whom do men say that I am? Who do ye say that I am? Who is the Lord Jesus Christ? Father, that each heart would answer positively, that he is Saviour, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, we ask this, that Christ would be glorified, that those, each heart, every heart in here this afternoon, would have peace, would have purpose, and forgiveness of sins in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we ask this, and Father, bless us as we part, bless our conversations, that they would glorify Christ. And Father, we ask that eternity would be before us, that that question would not leave us until we are sure that we know that Christ is Lord, that we have accepted him for what he has done on the cross. Father, we ask.